And to Jesus be the glory today. Thank you for joining me, you wonderful people of God. I have a blessed word for you today about the power of the blood of Jesus. As we approach Good Friday this week, let's just believe God for miracles this week in all of our lives. So thanks for joining me. I'm going to just quickly say my hellos to the most wonderful partners in the world. And I really, really mean that. I don't just say those words. You know, they're not empty words in my heart. I truly mean everything I say. Hello, Don, and hello, Cindy. Hello, David, Simeon. Hello, Shoba and Jiba. I love your names. I told you that before. Hello to Kyla. Hello to Ravish. It says, Lord Jesus, thank you for this day. I pray that watch over whole India, protect India. Amen, Lord. Protect your people around the world, Father, in Jesus' name, we all believe. Hello to Derry Campbell, and hello to Austin. You've got a very long name. I don't know if I can say it, but the last name I mean. Hello, Abraham. Hello to Azim. Thank you all for coming on and joining me. I see a lot of you coming on right now. Hello, Adrian and Lori and Rinku. Bless you. Hello, Fred. He says, greetings, Pastor. Greetings to you too, Fred. God bless you. Thank you so much. You're all so wonderful people. Lord, I thank you today for what you're going to show us through your word. Lord, I pray you'll prepare our hearts for this wonderful, wonderful event this Friday, that we all be prepared for a communion service that will bless our lives. Let this be a great Good Friday, a great Easter for all of us in the name of Jesus. And God's people said, amen. All right, why do I want to talk about the power of the blood of Jesus? Well, because the power of the blood of Jesus must be understood by the redeemed. Otherwise, we don't have the benefits. So remember what it says in Revelation 5. And this shows you the incredible value the Lord has put on you as his redeemed people. So it says in Revelation 5:9, and they sang a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain. It's amazing, isn't it? And has redeemed us to God by thy blood. Out of every kindred, every tongue, every people, and every nation. And has made us unto our God kings and priests. And we shall reign on the earth. Now, this is amazing because these are all the results of redemption. You've redeemed us to God by your blood out of every kindred, tongue, people, nation. You've made us unto our God kings, like to be given a kingdom, to be kings because of redemption, to be priests because of redemption. And now it says, and we shall reign on the earth, to be given such authority. Think about the value God has placed on his people, on you and I. We dare not take our salvation lightly. We dare not dismiss it. Our salvation is all we have. It's our very life. Nothing means anything to us in this world but our salvation. And in Titus 2:4, what a blessed scripture again about how precious our redemption is. And how valuable we are to the Lord when you read these scriptures, you know. Who gave himself, I'm reading Titus 2:14, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity. Now watch this. And purify unto himself a treasured people. That's what the word peculiar means. A treasured people. We are the Lord's treasure. His own special treasure, zealous of good works, So when you talk about redemption, you talk about God placing a heavy price on you, an incredible price on your life. Salvation is a mighty gift that God gave us, beyond description, frankly, because I had not seen nor ear hath heard. Who are we? Who are we? I mean, you think about who we are. We are dust, okay? Yes. We are just dust. From dust you are, to dust you'll return, God said to Adam. Yet we who are born again are of a higher creation than Adam himself. Because Adam was not born again. Adam was not redeemed. Adam was created. Think about what I'm saying to you. Adam was only created. You are redeemed. Bought back. Did God buy Adam or redeem him by the blood of his son? Well, not then. He was looking forward later for his redemption when God covered him with wet skin, promising him redemption. But it hadn't happened yet. But we are redeemed. Simply for the asking. Can you believe that? Just to say, Jesus, I give you my life. Wow, what an amazing Lord. So, great promises given to all the redeemed. And I want you to get hold of these promises, because, you see, Satan will lie to you and I and tell us how, you know, we are seen in his eyes. But who cares what he says? Let's see what God says. But now, I'm reading Isaiah 43, verse 1. But now, thus says the Lord, that created thee, O Jacob, talking to Israel. And we are a part of Israel today spiritually. And he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not. I have redeemed thee. I've called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Redemption means we belong to Jesus, no one else. No foreign power has the right to claim us. No devil has the right to claim us. No one has any right to claim us, not even our families. We belong to Jesus because we are redeemed, a redeemed people. And this is what we're celebrating this week, our redemption. The victory of the cross is our redemption. Why would the Lord give his life? For our redemption, for our salvation. Look at Jeremiah 15. Oh, how beautiful these scriptures are. This is the Old Testament. Precious. It says, and I will deliver thee. Jeremiah 15, 21. I will deliver thee out of the hand of the wicked. And I will redeem thee out of the hand of the terrible. When you think about redemption, you think about deliverance. God having delivered us from Satan himself. So I repeat, Satan has no right to touch you. And if he does, simply tell him off. Say, you can't touch me. I belong to Jesus. You know what it says in Psalm 107:2? Let the redeemed of the Lord speak it out. You know, the devil can't read your mind. He can most certainly hear your words. You know, Jesus did not cast out demons by his thoughts. It says he cast them by his word. So you got to say it. You got to be loud about it. No, devil, you can't have me. No, you can't have my children. No, you can't have my money. No, you can't have my life and future. Get out. That's what you say to him. The Bible says soon God will crush him under your feet. That's real power God has given you. And think about what he says in Luke 10. I give you power over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. I give you power over snakes, over scorpions, and all the power of the devil. And Hosea 13, 14 to me is incredible. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. Do you realize? Because of redemption, your body will not stay in the grave if you die. And if you're alive when the Lord comes, you'll be raptured. That's not for the world. It's for you. I will ransom them from the power of the grave I will redeem them from death. Wow. So you don't have to fear dying then, do you? You don't have to fear death. Oh, death, I will be thy plagues. That's what happened 2,000 years ago. Oh, grave, I will be thy destruction. Repentance shall be hid from my eyes, meaning I'm not going to change my mind on this one. I'm going to destroy death and the grave. Jesus, we give you the glory. Can we lift our hands and thank you for this? Lord, we give you the praise for this privilege you've given us as your church. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So, no one but the Lord has the right to have you, has the right to touch you, and have your life. No foreign power has the right to have any authority over you. So, it's imperative we know that. Otherwise, we will remain slaves to the devil. Please hear this. Big headline. If you don't know who you are, if you don't know what redemption means, the devil will blind you and have you and control your life. You know why I believe? You know why I believe that some Christians have devils? They're oppressed by devils or by some horrible sin. They don't know who they are. I'm telling you. Have you ever read Galatians 4, verse 1? One of the most amazing verses about this in the whole Bible. Paul says, even if you are royalty and you don't know who you are, you're no different than a slave. I mean, think about that. Even if you are royalty and you don't know it. So what's the difference between you and some slave? Galatians 4:1, now I say that the heir, meaning the one who inherits everything, as long as he is a child, differs nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. Here's someone who can be the Lord of whatever possessions he's given. Someone who's an heir to some position and wealth. But he doesn't know it. So what's the difference? I heard the story years ago of an elephant that was born in a zoo. And the elephant, when he was little, was a little kind of wild. So they tied him up with a chain. And the chain was tied to some pole. So this little elephant was trying to liberate itself and could not because it was little. Then that elephant became massive and big and never tried again to release himself from the chain. Why? Because in his mind, he was still a slave to the chain. He could have very easily pulled away not only the chain and the pole, but everything else with it. Massive elephant. What can a chain do to that elephant? But as long as in his mind he believed the chain was stronger than him, he could not be free. Think about some Christians who were enslaved. Maybe I'm talking to you, I don't know. Enslaved to some bondage when you were a young believer. And at that time the bondage was stronger than you. Well, now you're stronger, so be free. Come out of it in Jesus' name. Know who you are. So, the problem is sin. When people submit to the ways of the world, when people submit to the sin all around them, how can they be free? How can they realize who they are? They can't. It says, know ye not, Romans 6:16, know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. So you cannot, you know, be who you are in Jesus if there's sin in your life. So redemption. And so what I'm really saying is you have to surrender to the Lord. Live the Christian life. Read the word daily. Go to church weekly. pray daily and commune with God day and night. In fact, three times a day the Bible talks about it in the Psalms. Psalm 55 and Daniel 10 talks about prayer being offered three times a day, not just once a week or once, you know, whenever you have problems. No, keep the door open with the Lord. And keep a short list with God. I remember Bill Bright, Dr. Bill Bright, who was a wonderful friend of mine, even though people didn't know it. He and I would have lunch monthly in Orlando years and years ago. He'd say to me, he said, "Now, Benny, if people knew I was your friend, some of my parishioners would quit supporting me." I said, "Well, please don't tell them. Just let's keep it a secret." But he was a wonderful influence on my life. He and Franklin Graham, the two people, I would think, the two people that influenced me most when it comes to the winning of the lost, winning souls, Bill Bright and Franklin Graham. Bill Bright today, Dr. Bill Bright, is in glory. I saw him 1 week before he passed. I'll never forget that. What a precious man of God. I miss him. And Franklin Graham, even though I've not seen him in a while, I keep in touch with what he's doing through people I know that know him. And I love that man. I really love Franklin. I'm so proud of what God is doing through him. There was no one like his father, no one. No one preached the gospel like Billy Graham, no one. And I would ask you as my partners to really support Franklin, support Samaritan Purse, support this precious ministry that we need so badly on earth. So, anyways, because these people are holy people. They know the Lord. They walk with him. So living in sin, like I said earlier, you got to stop that. So redemption. When we know our redemption, we also know we're reconciled. So people who walk in their redemption walk in reconciliation with God. Colossians 1:20, here's what it says: having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. So think about what redemptions mean. You know, it's because of the blood that we are redeemed. And because of the blood, we are reconciled to the Lord himself. How precious. Let's look at another scripture. Let's look at 1 John. Oh, I love the Bible. I believe this precious Bible from the beginning of it to the end of it. You know, I've changed in the last, 10 years or so of my life. I don't see the world the way I used to. Because now I read the Bible three times a day. How I wish, three times a year. I'm into the Word of God, literally day and night. I canceled cable. I canceled DirecTV. The Lord told me 4 years ago to cancel Netflix. I was watching some documentary that I used to enjoy watching, and the Lord said, "Cancel this." I canceled it, not knowing the horrible things would happen later, which I'm glad I don't have to watch. And now all I do is read my Bible daily and at night. Or at night, sometimes I like to read Fox's Book of Martyrs. What a precious, precious book that is, and other great Christian books. But look what it says here in 1 John 1:7. If we walk in the light as he's in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. So think about not only are we now reconciled, our relationship restored to the Lord. But now we have something so precious. It's because of our redemption that we're cleansed from our sin. Isn't that precious? And in Revelation, I mean, only those who are redeemed can be cleansed by the blood. Only those who are redeemed can confess their sin and be cleansed by the blood, not the world. Revelation 1:5, beautiful verse here I read earlier. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us And washed us from our sins in his own blood. Can you imagine washing us continually from our sin because of redemption? So think about just a few benefits I just gave you. Because we're redeemed, we're reconciled to God. Colossians 1:20. Because we are redeemed, we now have a relationship with the Lord. We're cleansed from all our sin. Now because of our redemption, he continually washes us with his blood. Precious. And now we talk about an uninterrupted cleansing from sin as we walk in light and fellowship. Uninterrupted. That's what we just read. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. This is uninterrupted washing and cleansing, especially when we confess, or I should say, when we confess our sins, then it's cleansing all the time, sanctifying. Because of our redemption, we have the promise of Hebrews 10, verse 10. How sweet, how sweet, how sweet. By which will we are sanctified, through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. We're going to celebrate this Friday the victory of Calvary. What are we celebrating? We're celebrating everything I'm reading. Think about that. We have to understand sanctification, by which will, you know, sacrifices and offerings thou wouldst not. I come to do thy will, O God. What was God's will? That his son offer himself as our substitute, our propitiation for our sin. He died on that cruel cross, sweet people. Think about this for a minute, will you? Jesus shed his blood first in Gethsemane, when his sweat became blood. I was in, so many years ago, it's been so amazing. You know, I've been to Israel so many times, but I'll never forget going to the house of Caiaphas. And they put the Lord in a dungeon overnight. You can still see where they chained him in the dungeon. It's still there. And the book of Psalms was open on a platform. No one was there except myself and three or four people with me. And I remember how moved we were as we read the psalm that described what happened to the Lord that night. But think about in Gethsemane, his sweat became blood. Think about after that, he goes to the house of Caiaphas. And there they beat him. They blindfolded him. They pulled his beard off, according to the prophet Isaiah. They marred his face. So much so, it says in Isaiah 52:14, his face was so disfigured, it was unrecognizable. And his body later was whipped by the soldiers. And they used to use then metal balls. The Romans would put these round balls and put like nails in them. And they would slide that little ball into these leather strips, and there were hundreds and hundreds of these metal things, and that's how they whipped the Lord. That's why his body was broken with that metal, his bones exposed. In the Psalms it says, I may tell all my bones, you know. Jesus shed his blood in a way that is indescribable to us. It's amazing. He did not die before he was crucified. He was such a strong man. But think about the suffering he suffered. One day I'm going to say thank you to somebody of Cyrene for helping him. carry his cross because of the loss of blood. And then the blood was shed not only in Gethsemane and the house of Caiaphas and the Praetorium. It was shed again on Golgotha when they crucified his precious hands. And then they crucified his precious feet. Then they pierced his side. And if you look at all the sheddings of blood, it was 7 times the blood was shed. Why? To redeem us. Because of his love. So the Bible says in Hebrews 10:10, by which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ, once and for all. What a blessed act of love. Tomorrow I'm going to continue teaching just to prepare you for Good Friday, because Good Friday, I think, is going to be a special Good Friday this year. I pray the Lord will bless you, heal you, protect you, and bless your families. Father, I give you praise for the power of the blood. I thank you, Lord, for what you've done for us. Touch your people, bless your people, sanctify your people. Draw them closer to you, Lord, in Jesus' name. You know, someone maybe is watching who doesn't know the Lord. I think it's time you surrender. It's time you give your life to Jesus today. Would you pray this prayer after me? Would you say, dear Lord Jesus, I need you. I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died for me on a cruel cross. I believe you shed your blood for my redemption. I believe you rose from the dead. Come into my heart, Lord. Save my soul, Lord. Make me whole, Lord. Fill me with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Enable me to live the Christian life victoriously, Lord. Give you the praise. Amen. Well, live for the Lord. Live the Christian life in its fullness. Again, thank you for joining me today. And Lord, I do pray that you'll bless their finances. Bless everyone's finances, Lord. Let this be an awesome year for all of us. In Jesus' name. All right, you can sow your seed today. You know, I just feel something from the Lord right now. I just feel it. I've got to say it. The Lord is asking me to ask you to support Franklin Graham. And I have to obey that. I'll ask you for the offering in a few seconds. But Samaritan's Purse is worthy of your love and support. I don't know of any ministry on the globe that's doing as much in helping the needy as Samaritan's Purse. So do it for the Lord, will you? You can look it up on the internet. I don't know their address, to be honest with you, but I'm sure you can find it. But anyways, go ahead and give your seed to our ministry right now. And help me stay on daily with you. You know, I've been coming daily to you now since March of last year. And I'm loving it, to be honest with you. I'm absolutely loving it. So I do a lot of live. Sometimes I have to tape it because I'm traveling. But a lot of what I'm doing, like today, this is live. This is not taped. So go ahead and sow your seed right now, Benny Hinn Ministries. Right there on the platform you're watching me on, you have the information. Or you can go to BennyHinn.org, or simply you can text BHM 45777. Join me tomorrow as I continue and finish the teaching. And then Friday, a Good Friday service all over the internet, all social media. It's going to be beautiful and powerful at 5 p.m. here on the East Coast. So we will have people with us this time in the studio, but it's not a big studio in Orlando, so this is by invitation only. But please watch. You be a part with us, will you? This Friday. Much love. Shalom.